the U.S. Supreme Court found Wisconsin was wrong to charge Catholic charities for unemployment insurance. Now Attorney General Josh Call says the state should do away with tax exemptions for religious organizations. It's Monday, November 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, in northern Wisconsin, the Catholic Church has signed over some of its land to the Lac du Flambeau tribe. And a look at how the Republicans' big, beautiful bill changed the abortion landscape in Wisconsin again. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Months after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that went in favor of a Wisconsin-based Catholic charity, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is challenging religious tax exemptions statewide. Anya Van Wagendonk has more.
Over the summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Wisconsin violated the First Amendment when it said Catholic charities must pay unemployment insurance. The court said the group was entitled to a religious tax exemption. In a brief, Attorney General Call said there are two ways to comply with that ruling. One is to extend the religious tax exemption to include more religious institutions. The other is to do away with it. And he said that's the better option. Chris Lund, a religious law expert at Wayne State University, said prior court cases about this have been mixed.
There is some real precedent for extending the exemption, but that hasn't been the court's universal approach.
Attorneys for Catholic Charities argue that doing away with the exemption would amount to religious discrimination. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin has become the latest state to ban cell phones in schools during instructional time. This under a law that was signed late last week by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The law makes Wisconsin the 36th state to enact such a ban. The proposal was authored by Republicans. In a written statement, Evers said he wished they'd taken a different approach, but that he had an obligation to do what's best for children. The governor called cell phones a major distraction from learning and a source of bullying. The measure had bipartisan support in the state Senate, but all Democrats voted against it in the Assembly, calling it an unfunded mandate for schools. The new law will require districts to enact cell phone policies by July 1st. In a historic moment, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration have transferred land to the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. As Danielle Kading reports, this is the first known land transfer nationwide from a Catholic institution to a tribal nation in the name of reparations.
The transfer aims to repair the painful legacy of federal Indian boarding schools where Native American children were removed from their homes and forced to assimilate. The Franciscan Sisters transferred its Marywood Spirituality Center in Arbor Vita to the tribe. Lac du Flambeau spokesperson Araya Breedlove says it's a significant moment.
Having this be the first time, as we know of at least, that any institution has given land back in regards to reparations. It's rare that we see the acknowledgement of that hurt and the generational trauma.
The band purchased the property for $30,000. The president of the Franciscan Sisters says they see it as the start of healing that trauma. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two federal judges ruled in separate cases late last week that the Trump administration must continue to pay for the food share program during the government shutdown. But how and when SNAP funding will be distributed remains unclear, and Milwaukee County continues to brace for the ongoing effects of the standoff in Washington. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says Congress needs to act now to ensure that people receive the benefit.
Now, those are our neighbors, those are our children and our loved ones who don't know how they're going to feed their families next month as we enter a new holiday season.
More than 700,000 Wisconsinites receive food assistance payments through the SNAP program. Nearly a third of those recipients live in the Milwaukee area. County officials say federal housing assistance will be affected if the shutdown continues. Wisconsin hospital and health system finances stabilized slightly last year. But as Joe Schultz reports, providers could face challenges moving forward from rising costs and potential increases in the number of people without health insurance.
A new report from the Wisconsin Hospital Association says health system operating margins rebounded slightly in 2024 after being in the red in 2023. Operating revenues slightly exceeded expenses last year. Kyle O'Brien is president of the Hospital Association. He called it a modest improvement.
That doesn't necessarily indicate that that is going to be the future trend. There's still cost pressures and expense pressures along with reimbursement pressures, not only from government payers, but from commercial insurers.
Federal spending cuts to Medicaid and Affordable Care Act subsidies could leave fewer people with health coverage in the coming years. That means more people may not be able to pay for care. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a federal law pushed Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to pause abortion services in Wisconsin, and that meant a spike of activity at independent clinics. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, Wisconsin abortion policy and availability have been in flux since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in 2022. The latest change came earlier this fall when a major provider in Wisconsin paused abortions. It has since resumed them. As Bridget Bowden reports, the changing landscape can be confusing for people who are seeking abortions.
On a recent Tuesday afternoon, the doctor at Care for All in Milwaukee began an abortion procedure on a patient who had traveled in from out of town.
I'm going to touch your leg, okay, and then I'm going to start.
The doctor declined to be interviewed or named because of privacy concerns. That day, she and other staff members were busy with back-to-back appointments.
Okay, maybe more cramping, big deep breaths, you're doing great.
That's because Care for All was one of only two abortion providers operating in Wisconsin at the time. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has been the state's largest abortion provider for at least a decade, but it paused abortion services last month. That left Care for All scrambling to meet demand. The clinic had just opened a few months before and faced double or triple the volume of patients. Allie Kliegman is the executive director.
We were like slowly building capacity, slowly building our volume, you know, fine-tuning our systems, and then suddenly, like, the faucet turned on full.
It was the latest shift in Wisconsin's abortion landscape. In June of 2022, all of the state's providers stopped abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A year later, clinics reopened after a challenge to a state abortion statute that was first written in 1849. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services again last month, citing cuts to Medicaid under President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act. Those cuts prevent large healthcare nonprofits that offer abortions from getting Medicaid reimbursements for 1 year. Now, Planned Parenthood is giving up its status as an essential community provider with the Department of Health and Human Services. The organization says that allows it to resume abortion services and still get funds from Medicaid. Care for All is redirecting some clients to Planned Parenthood again. Still, Kliegman says the years of back and forth have created an atmosphere that's confusing for people who want abortions.
You know, we have had people ask, is it legal here? Even once they're here for the appointment, asking, is this legal? And, you know, we have to reassure them it is.
Care for All operates on a pay-what-you-can basis. Gleigman says most of their clients pay a reduced price or nothing at all.
That is part of our mission, and that's not going to be sacrificed. So if the volume gets to a point where we can't continue that, we will have to pull back.
The clinic gets a lot of its funding from family foundations and organizations like the Freedom Fund, which provides money for people from central and northern Wisconsin to get abortions. Executive Director Kristen Conway says even before the Dobbs decision, there were only a few abortion clinics in the state. All of the fund's clients had to travel to a different county or a different state, and that hasn't changed.
Like, it may be legal here, but it's not easy.
But more policy changes make it more confusing, she says.
You know, obviously when people find out they're pregnant and they are looking for an abortion, they kind of go into panic mode.
Mary Ziegler is a law professor at the University of California, Davis, who studies reproductive rights. She says Planned Parenthood affiliates in other states could use the same strategy to skirt the Medicaid changes. But she says the organization is also challenging the cuts in court.
So we might see more drama about this down the road.
The seemingly constant legal battle can have real consequences, Ziegler says.
It's pretty hard for ordinary people to keep up with what the law actually is at any time when there is so much whiplash. And that means often that people believe things are illegal that are not, and may be making, you know, dangerous healthcare decisions based on that.
With the opening of Care for All, Wisconsin has one more abortion provider than it did when Dobbs came down in 2022. But last year, nearly 40% of abortions provided to Wisconsinites took place across state lines. That's more than double what it was before the fall of Roe. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Bridget Bowden for bringing us that story. Finally, we'll end with a quick check of weather. High temperatures getting into the 50s and 60s today with plenty of sunshine. A little bit of rain in southern Wisconsin to start the day. That should be clearing throughout the morning. Overnight clouds start to build, but no rain expected with lows down into the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.